But in Luke, the 16th chapter, verse 18, Jesus said, "Whosoever shall put away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery." Now, what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? Well, really, it's self-explanatory. Here's a man who doesn't want to be married to a woman. Is he married anymore? He puts her away. And if he marries again, he commits adultery. And then whoever marries her that's been put away commits adultery. Now, that's what the Bible says here in Luke 16, verse 18. But the exception is not stated in this verse, but in Matthew chapter 19, verse 9, which is fornication. Really, Matthew 19, 9 reads the same as Luke 16, 18, basically. If you remove the exception in Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. Now, here's a husband puts away his wife. And just say you put away your wife and you go marry somebody else. Jesus said you're living in adultery. And if you put away your wife and somebody marries her and you don't go out and commit adultery, then she remarries, of course, she's going to be living in adultery. That's how simple the passage is, neighbor. But you know, Jesus gives the exception in Matthew 19:9 of fornication. And the innocent party may put away, dismiss, repudiate the guilty spouse and marry again. And I want to reemphasize, the courthouse has nothing to do with it. The Lord's marriage laws stated in Matthew, Mark, and Luke and other places, like Romans 7, 2, and 3, and 1 Corinthians 7, verse 39, a few other places, really has not America in mind specifically. It applies to America, but you know what many of us want to do? We want to Americanize God's marriage laws. And when we think of divorce, all we can think about is the courthouse, or a marriage, the courthouse. But you know, in other cultures, you don't go to the courthouse. And in the first century, neighbor, among the Jews, the women were always the divorce. They were always the put away. The husbands always put away their wives. They gave them a bill of divorcement. Now, as some are saying wrongfully, erroneously, that if the put away, regardless of the circumstances, can never remarry, then these Jewish women of the first century and some many years after could not remarry, though their husband was guilty of fornication and he put the wife away and married somebody else. She could never remarry according to the theory today. But here in Luke 16, 18, if a couple don't want to be married and they get a divorce and then one marries or both, they're living in adultery. If the couple doesn't want to, but here's the innocent party, wants to salvage the marriage, doesn't want a divorce, and she is put away or he's put away, then she or he becomes the innocent party as the spouse commits adultery. Now, that's what the Bible teaches, and that's my conviction, and that's what I've preached through the years.